Tonight, I want to continue on, and I want to continue to share with on the thought, the subject we started, doubt. Don't let doubt steal your faith. On that thought, faith and what we are doing, and because we're talking about faith on Sunday morning, but it is important that we understand the working, the operation of faith, who has it, and that's what we're going to do, the fundamental teaching, the basic Bible teaching doctrine on the Word of God. Excuse me. Once a person is born again, these are basic truths that we need to know and should be taught and should practice them in our everyday walk. Once you're born again, the first thing Jesus said, what? You must be. Didn't say you might be. He said you must be born again. Then, after you're born again, what most people do there, they keep preaching to people over and over like they want to get them saved every Sunday. But once you're born again, once you get the baby here, you got to do something with it. Amen? So these are basic truths. I'm going to get to this. We'll cover these other, but I just need to mention some of these. These are some of the basic truths that everybody should know build this into their spirit, grow up. And Peter said to receive the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. So once you're born again, next thing you follow the New Testament teaching, the next thing they did, we got filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues. And you know, we have so much controversy in this area about speaking with tongues. So you got people say they're believers, then they say tongues of the devil. You got all this kind of stuff going. So you can't go by what men say. You can't go by the opinion of men. You have to go to the Word of God and find out what the Bible says, because if this book is right, then that's what we have to go by. If it's not right, we need to throw it away. No use to picking it up. And we're going to make our own rules, so we don't need to be bringing this to church. Amen. So it's a manual instruction, God's will for our life, that we should learn and then practice. Too many people put too much emphasis. Now listen to what I'm saying now. And not that you can't be, but we put too much emphasis on getting emotion over getting knowledge. Did you hear what I said? You can be emotional if you want to, but you ought to have some knowledge before you get started jumping. You ought to know what the Word of God says. See, anybody, you know, James Brown said, I feel good. Amen. But you ought to know what the Word says. Have that, build that on the inside of you. Then, because the Bible, it does say praise. You got a whole book, the book of Psalms talks about praising the Lord, lifting hands, shouting and dancing, and so forth. Amen? But the first thing you want to do is build these truths in your spirit, because they are life. This is the way we live. And one of the things you want to learn is the power of words. Words can build you, or words can destroy you. Amen. All right, so go ahead. And I want to pick up where we left off the last time we asked a question. I want to go through a list of some things, and you can write them down. And these are some of the things we will be talking about, because we have an enemy. Don't let unbelief, don't let those things rob you, steal your faith. talk you out of your faith, talk you against the Word of God, because the Word of God is right. And then we got to, what, rightly divide that word. Amen. So, look at how faith works. Let's pick up again at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6. And Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, how did faith work? Faith, now we'll go through the list again, and as we read this verse, go ahead and put it up, Galatians 5 and 6. For in Christ Jesus, notice what the word said, in Christ Jesus. In who? In Christ Jesus. Neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith worketh how? Say that with me. Faith worketh by love. The love of God, say this with me, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart. They both came when I was born again. I was born of love, and I received the measure of faith. And my faith worketh by love. Amen. Amen. So if you don't walk in love, love is in your heart when you get born again, because you cannot be born again and not have love. Okay? But if you're born again, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. All right, let's look at some things. You see, everything that we will ever need in this life and in the life to come, everything, I don't care what it is, I don't care, be it spiritual, be it mental, be it physically, be it financially, be it socially, whatever we need in life as a born again child of God, has already been provided. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Has already been provided. What we have to learn how to do is how to receive, how to access it, how to bring it into the present, in the now. And